Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. I want to read you something out of Mark. I want to read you verse Mark 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Holy Spirit, help me today and use me to say something that's going to help us. And we give you all the credit and all the glory. We've been talking for a long time about faith for a month or 2 months and about signs and wonders. And I just kind of want to pull everything together for a week. And maybe a little bit of it will be things that I've said, a little bit of review in it. But it doesn't... How many know it's not any good? It doesn't really do any good if I just up here and I speak a message and everybody goes, "Oh, that was a good message," and then they go out and by Tuesday they don't remember what the message was. But instead of that, if I can say something and the Holy Spirit takes it and incorporates it in your life, and then things are different in your life, then how many know that's what it's all about? And so I want your faith to be strong. And so I'm just going to talk a little bit about faith. And I'm going to tell you as we start off, Jesus said, just believe. Just believe. So many times we try to complicate the issue, but Jesus said, just believe. All the folks that Jesus healed, Frank and I were talking about this a while ago, all the folks that Jesus healed and ministered and touched their lives, they didn't have a Bible to memorize. They didn't have anybody's five-step program. They didn't have any list of things to do. They just believed. They just heard about Jesus and they just believed. And I'm going to say it's that easy for you today and it's that easy for me today if we just believe. Just believe. We've talked a lot about faith. I want to give you five things real. Let's see, we can do things bigly, so we're going to do this real fastly. How about that? And there is a dictionary that has that word bigly in it, I did find out. So it's called the Urban Dictionary, and it does have the word bigly in it. So anyway, just it doesn't really do any good to have any faith if we don't realize we have it and if we don't use it, okay? And so, you know, faith isn't just a badge that we put on where we can tell people, "I've got faith." No, if you got faith, then it needs to be producing the things in your life. You know, the things you desire, the things you need, the things you want, it needs to be producing those things in your life. And I'm here to say today that if you can just believe, things will start happening in your life. First, number one is you have God's faith in you, and you need to declare it. That faith, He has given us faith. A verse we've used is Ephesians 2, verse 8. He's given us faith. We have that God faith in us, and we need to declare it. You don't need to be saying, "Oh, if I just had more faith. Oh, I wish I had more faith." I'm just saying today, you have faith according to the Word of God. And you need to start declaring. When you start to say those sentences, you need to say, no, I changed that. I do have faith. I've got the God kind of faith. In Ephesians 2:8, it says this. It says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith. And it's not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." Now I want you to understand here, we know that salvation is a gift of God. We've covered this several times, but I want it to sink in. Salvation is a gift of God. It's not of works. You can't do anything to get it except just believe. But also faith is a gift of God. And grace is a gift of God. God gave us His grace, and it's by that grace that we're able to receive by faith what He did for us. Does that make sense? And so the grace of God provides it all, and our faith reaches out into the unseen world and pulls it in. He goes on to say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God." Now it's a gift. He's given that to us. He goes on to say that He's given that to us, and that we are His workmanship, and He's created us to walk in all the good works that He provided for us beforehand. So how do we get those things in our life? By faith we just believe. By faith we believe Jesus was enough. By faith we believe Jesus did it. By faith we believe in what He did. Does that make sense? And so what will happen is your mind and those voices, those thoughts, will remind you of how unworthy you are, and remind you of how insignificant you are, and remind you of how much you don't have and how much you're not. But God's trying to tell you how much you are. He's trying to tell you who you are in Christ Jesus. He's trying to build you up, not tear you down. And so when those thoughts come, you need to look that problem in the eye. You need to look that situation in the eye. And you have to go, you need to say, "Nope, I have God's faith in me," and declare it. Get bold about it. You'll have to say it for a while before you really believe it. Okay? So number two is, I want you to realize you have as much faith as anybody else. You have the same measure of faith that Jesus had. Now listen to me. Oh, I know Jesus did that stuff. You got the same measure of faith. Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." Everybody say, "I have faith." You have just as much faith as anybody else. God's given you a measure of faith. He's given you faith. Listen, if the faith He has given you is able to cause you to reach out by faith and receive grace, and so that you can be born again, so that you can miss hell and live with God for eternity, if that faith is strong enough to do that, why do you think it's not strong enough to get you some money to pay those bills? Are you hearing me? Why do you, see, we reach out, God's already provided it. In one of the parables it says, "The table's spread, go bid everybody to come to the wedding feast." The table's already spread, the food's already on it. We go out and we reach out by our faith and we pull in those things. We reach into the unseen world and we pull those things into the seen world. You've got just as much faith as Jesus had. The same measure. Now think about this. Why would He say in John 14:12? Why would He say, "Whoever believes"? He said, now this is the truth. "Whoever will believe in me, the works that I've done, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do." Do you think if you're going to do the same, now just logically think about it, if you're going to do the same works He did, wouldn't you have to have the same faith He had? Huh? Does that make sense? If God wasn't going to give us His faith, if that measure wasn't going to be enough faith to produce anything in our life that we need, then Jesus would have said something like this, and I'm telling you the truth, all the things that I did, you're gonna almost be able to do those things. Not quite, but you'll almost be able to do those things. No, because everything He did by faith. He said in John 14:10 or whatever it was, He said, the works that I do, He said, they're not me. He said, it's the Father in me that does the works. Are you with me? Is everybody tired of hearing this stuff? Huh? Okay. You need to tell your face that. Smile. I want you to realize you've got faith. You've got God's, the same kind of faith that God spoke the worlds into existence. You've got that kind of faith. The same amount that Jesus had, you've been dealt a measure of faith. Now, that brings us to number three, because we have to strengthen our faith. And that's something we need to continually be doing, continually strengthening our faith. Are you with me? See, you don't get more faith. No, you cause your faith to grow. And that's why Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes from hearing, and hearing is that is hearing the good news about Christ." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the good news about Jesus. I'm telling you the good news today. When we just partook of that body and that blood, I'm telling you Jesus paid a price for me. He paid a price for you. He covered every area of our life. He foresaw everything that would ever happen in our life. He saw ahead of time everything that we'd face, everything we'd go through, and that price He paid was big enough and powerful enough to get us through and get us over and make us not just conquerors, but make us more than conquerors. Because it's through Him. Aren't you glad? Listen, that means Hank doesn't have to be nothing. I don't have to be strong. I don't have to be nothing. Jesus was everything for me. Now, I need to keep listening to the good news. I need to keep studying the Word. I need to keep reading it. I need to keep hearing it. I need to let my faith grow. Faith comes by hearing. Faith grows by hearing. Faith grows by hearing. It's been planted in you. The faith is planted in you. And when somebody came to you and said, "Hey, if you'll just believe in the name of Jesus, if you'll just believe on Him, you'll be saved. If you'll just confess Him with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved." And you went, "What? That sounds too easy." Yes, it is too easy. It's a gift. And so if you'll just do that, and then you go, "Well, I don't know. What have I got to lose?" And you said, "Jesus, I confess You as my Lord. And I believe that God raised You from the dead. And You're alive now. And You can live in me." Something happened. Something happened. I tell people all the time, I don't have to sell my product. I don't have to sell Him. I just need to tell you about Him. And if you'll just believe, you'll know inside. Huh? You'll know inside. How many saved in here today? How many know you're saved in here today? Nobody has to talk you into it, and nobody can talk you out of it. You know. Why? Because something in here happened. Nothing you could do to make that happen. But we have to continually. Now I talked about, I got to hurry on here. I'm just on three. I talked about the word translated Word of God. Word, there's two words. One of them is the Rhema, and one of them is the Logos. Just to simplify it, the Rhema is you could say it's the revealed Word of God. The Logos, or Logos as some say, the Logos is the written Word of God. Now, they're both powerful, but I want you to begin to understand. How many have ever been just reading something, and maybe you read some scripture that you'd read bunches of times, and all of a sudden you're reading it, and a light comes on, and you go, "Wow, I never saw that before." Has that happened to anybody? That's the Rhema. That's the Rhema. The Holy Spirit revealing it to you, showing it to you. But I want you to understand that the Rhema means more than that, because the word Rhema literally means an utterance. It literally means a spoken word delivered from God to your heart by the Holy Spirit. Oh, I wish I could hear God. You can hear God. He's talking all the time. And we'll do a whole thing again on hearing God here real soon. But I want you to begin to understand, when Jesus said something in Matthew 4:4, and I didn't put all these scriptures down, so just listen to me. Matthew 4:4, he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." How many know Jesus said that? Huh? How many, you know how you know? Because it's in red, right? Okay. But when he said, you won't live by bread alone, you'll live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of that word. The word there is the rhema. You'll live by every utterance. Do you understand when Jesus said this, they didn't have a Bible to read. Are you with me? He's saying not only will the Holy Spirit bring light to this written word, but he will speak to your heart. Is that scriptural? Proverbs 4:22, he says, God's words said they're life to those that find them, and their health to their bodies, health to all their flesh. See, when God speaks, now the Holy Spirit will never say anything that's contrary to this written word. Okay? So, I've had people tell me, well, God told me to leave my wife because this other woman is my soulmate, and he's told me, God didn't tell you that. He's not going to go against his word. Well, God told me to go out and buy this house, and I have to buy it on credit, but I don't have the money, but I'm going to go buy it, and I'm going to believe it. Hold it. God didn't tell you to do that. He might tell you he's going to give you one. In fact, he's given somebody a house. I hope it's somebody in here and not just somebody that's listening on the broadcast. He's given you a house, and it's going to be paid for. Let me know when that happens. I want you just to understand the difference. I want you to understand, see, what God's saying here, and I got a whole bunch of scriptures, and I don't have time to read it, but what God said in Isaiah 55:11, he said, "So will my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It won't return to me void, empty, or without fruit. No, it will accomplish what I want it to. It'll accomplish my will, and it'll prosper in the things that I send it to do." That's why you can speak to your... I'm getting ahead of myself, but you can speak to that sickness. You can speak the Word of God to it. You can speak to that lack. You can speak the Word of God to it. The Word of God will work. It's not because you're something. It's because He said it. So is that scripture? So God speaks to me as I read the Word. He reveals it to me, but He also speaks to my heart. Is that scriptural? Well, what did Jesus say? Jesus said in 14, 15, and 16, when he's getting ready to go to the Garden of Gethsemane and then go to the cross, he said statements like this: These things I've spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he's going to come and he's going to teach you all things. He's going to bring to remembrance things that I've said to you. He goes on later, he says, I can't talk to you anymore. He said, I'll no longer talk very much with you because the ruler of this world's here and he doesn't have anything in me. He said, I can't talk to you right now, but I'm going to talk to you later. He goes on in a little bit further on, he says, I still have many things. This is in 16. He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Or, I got many things to say to you, but you can't understand them yet. I've got many things to say to you, but it's not time for me to say them. I've still got a lot more. Are you with me? I've still got a lot more to tell you. Well, tell us, Lord Jesus. How are we going to know? He says, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He'll guide you into all truth. He'll not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. Whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come, and He'll glorify Me, and He'll take what I have, and He'll declare it to you. And everything the Father has is mine. So I'm telling you again, He'll take everything that's mine and tell it to you. Do you understand what He's saying there? I want you to understand the scope of this thing. Begin to understand what He's saying here. He's saying, hey, Hank, you have access to everything I know. And everything Father knows, I know. I tell you what, it just kind of gets me. It kind of gets me when I hear somebody say, well, we don't know everything. Some things are just a mystery. And, well, we don't know everything because we're going to be for eternity hearing new things. You know, I got to hurry here. Do you know that's why He said, in greater things than these will you do? You know why He said that? Because there's no end to what the Holy Spirit does. There's no end to God. Every time you push through and you get to a level with God, that's not the ending place. That's still just the starting place. And there's another dimension you can step. There's another level, if you will. There's another step you can take. And every time God just reveals Himself, how many have ever had just God do something in your life and just reveal something and it just blew you away? You just went, whoa! That happened to anybody? Am I talking to the right people? Four of us? Okay, it'll catch up with you. But see, you'll do greater things than these because see, it's unlimited what God will do and what He can do and what He's going to do. Do you realize for eternity we'll be seeing different dimensions of God? We'll be looking at God and go, wow. And just when we think we got Him figured out, He'll go, and we'll see a whole nother dimension of Him. And just when we think we got Him figured out, He'll go, and we'll see a whole nother realm. What I'm saying is you need to get your focus off that little bitty problem that you have and realize the God that created this universe is alive on the inside of you. You're a temple of the Holy Ghost, and that Holy Ghost is inside of you to lead you and guide you everywhere you need to be and you're supposed to be. He's got unlimited access to the knowledge of God, and He'll give you all that you want. I can't get any more excited than that. I'll wear myself out here. Just start getting it. You know, and God, when you start getting this, it just starts to be a thirst that never gets fulfilled, a hunger that never gets satisfied because you're so hungry for God, you're so hungry for the things of God, you just want more and more and more and more and more. That's our destiny for eternity, Chris. Just one climatic event after another. Whew. And we can start that now. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven. We don't have to wait till we go to sleep here and go to the next room. Jesus said, Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hank, do you realize you got access to heaven? Do you realize, Hank, that through Jesus Christ, you've got access to everything Daddy has? Hank, do you realize that through Him, if you can just believe, all things are possible to you? If you can just believe. See, you're believing in your problem now and it's working. You're believing in your past and it's working. It's holding you down. You're believing in all that baggage you've been carrying around and it's working. You're believing in that fear and it's keeping you in check. Start believing. Number four. How many think I could spend a whole message on each one of these points? Maybe we will. Number four, you got to put this faith into action. It doesn't do any good just to have it. You got to put it into action. How do you put it into action? You put it into action by speaking it. By speaking it. Why do you think He says, out of your mouth will come blessings and cursings. He says, guard your heart with all, because out of it come all the issues of life. He says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, you got to speak it into existence. Mark 11:23, Jesus said this. He said, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, everybody say, just believe, but believes that those things that he thinks, those things that he says, will be done, that he will have whatever he says. Now I'm going to prove that point real fast. You pretty much have everything you're saying right now. You pretty much have that. You've put the law of words into motion in your behalf. And so if you're saying, well, things don't ever work out for me. Well, I never have enough. There's always too much month left at the end of the money. I just never have enough. Man, I wish I had a little more. Oh, if I just had this, or if I just had that, or man, I just am so discouraged. I just get up for a day or two and then I'm down for a day or two. See, you're living where your words are. Let me say it this way. Your own prophet. What you're saying now is where you'll be 6 months or a year or so from now. Are you hearing me? And we're all guilty. Huh? We're all guilty. And so I'm not saying here, name it and claim it. Blab it and grab it. I'm talking here about a way of life. Do you understand these things that we're talking about? It's not a magic act with God. These signs following us is not some magic act that we can do and impress people. No, it's not a magic wand. It's not rubbing a genie coming out of a lamp. It's not rubbing Buddha's belly. It's not anything else. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. Everybody say something with me right now. How many know you got to start? How many know we're not where we're supposed to be? But how many also know we're a long way from where we used to be? Okay? So where do you start? Well, you just start right now. How many ready to start right now? Okay, say this with me. Holy Spirit, put a guard on my mouth. Now, if you really meant that, what'll happen is, you catch yourself saying stuff today and the next week and the next few. You catch yourself saying so much stuff that you'll go, God, did I say that? Put a guard on my mouth. Now, it would do you good if you'd spend some time with God and spend some time in the Word so you'd have something else to come in there, to come into your mouth. Out of your innermost being, out of your heart, you'll speak. Out of your heart will either come good things or bad things, Jesus said. Out of your innermost being, what the Bible says, will flow rivers of living water. Is what you're saying bringing life or bringing death? Everything that you say, everything that I say, will either bless or it will curse. Now here's the problem. We're so used to cursing. We're so used to saying things that destroy and kill. We're so used to that sometimes when we hear a message like this, we think, well, I can just start saying it. And so we start saying the right things for a day or two. It's got to be more than that. You got to say, Holy Spirit, change me. How many know change is a hard thing sometimes? How many are like me? I want to change. I just don't want to have to do anything different. You don't know how many years it took for God to let that sink into me. Change, and we're all works in progress, but you have to start. And this is the good thing about starting. The good thing about starting is, is even though if you're really sincere and you really mean it and you're really putting forth the effort and you really made that commitment to God and you're really deciding to keep that commitment to Him, and you start, you'll first realize how short you're falling. How much off you are, but here's the thing, if you're trying for perfection, God's grace covers all the gray areas. So if I'm trying, even though I mess up, and probably you'll mess up more, and really you won't be messing up more, you'll just be noticing it more. But the grace of God will keep those mess ups from stopping stuff from starting to take place in your life. But you got to stay with it. You got to stick with it. Are you with me? And so what do you speak? Well, good thing to do would just be start speaking the Word of God. Joshua said, meditate in the Word day and night. Don't let it depart from you. He said, don't let it depart from your mouth, but meditate in it day and night, Joshua 1:8. He said, and you will cause your way to prosper, and you will have good success. So understand what he said here. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, speak to the mountain. What do I speak to the mountain? I speak God's word to the mountain. What did Joshua say? Joshua said, meditate on God's word. He said, don't let it depart from your mouth, or don't let it leave your mouth. Always keep your mouth full of it. I want you to get that. Keep your mouth full of God's word and speak to it. Speak to that mountain. Don't let it leave you. And if you face a situation, this is just something so you can tell, and I'm going to wrap up here, but if you face a situation and you start to speak and God's word doesn't come to your mind, doesn't come up, then guess what? You didn't put enough in there. Because the Holy Spirit will always bring it to our remembrance. He will always bring to me what I need to say. I'm learning to just start speaking to things. Let me tell you this. Jesus never told anybody to pray to get well. Jesus didn't tell his guys when he sent them out, and he didn't tell us when he sent us out. He didn't tell his guys, go pray for the sick. He said, go heal the sick. You're not the sick trying to get well. You're the well, and the devil's trying to make you sick. I'm telling you, name that sucker. If the doctor named it for you, then call it by name and tell it, I got a name above you. His name's Jesus. You bow your knee, diabetes. You bow your knee, heart attack. You bow your knee, kidney failure. Does it work to speak it, Sandy? Speak it to it. Speak to that thing. Well, we'll do some more of that later. Oh, Lord, please heal me. He never told us to pray for healing. Now, Paul said, "Call if any of you sick, call for the elders of the church and have them anoint him, and the prayer of faith will save the sick." How many know that? But Jesus didn't say that. Paul said it. Oh, so then we don't believe what Paul said. No, you just need to realize what the prayer of faith is. The prayer of faith isn't, oh Lord, I'm so sick, the devil's trying to get me, he's got me coughing, he's got me this, he's... No, the prayer of faith is speaking back to God what God spoke to us. The prayer of faith is, Jesus, by your stripes I've been healed, and I just believe right now that I'm healed. I just receive it right now that I'm healed. Are you hearing me? We pray so many prayers, and they're not in faith. And that's okay. Pray. But start, before you pray, start saying, Holy Spirit, show me how to pray. Teach me how to pray. And then go ahead and pray the same way you're praying. That's okay, because God's been hearing you. He's not deaf. I mean, if you don't get all your I's dotted and all your T's crossed, He's not going to mark you off. How many glad? Huh? How many think God's maybe big enough and His grace may be big enough if I don't get everything just exactly right? He'd do it anyway. Okay? But we're talking about handling the devil. How did Jesus do it? Jesus said, in John 5:30, Jesus said this. He said, once you understand the power of your words, if you got the same kind of faith that God has, you have a piece of His faith in you, if you have the same measure that Jesus had, and you must have the same measure, or He wouldn't have told us we could do everything He did. Are you with me? Then how did He do it? What did He say? John 5:30, Jesus said, He said, I can of my own self do nothing. He didn't say, I won't do anything. He said, I can't do it. Oh, Jesus can do everything. No, He can't do it. He said, I can't do it of my own self. In John 8:26, He said, the Father that sent me is true, and I speak to the worlds those things which I have heard from Him. You letting that soak in? He said, I can't do anything of myself. But the words that I speak, they're the words I heard Father say. In verse 28, He says, I can do nothing of myself, but as the Father has taught me, I speak these things. Oh, I just need about three or four of you to get a hold of this. And the Holy Spirit will turn His church upside down. That's why in John 14:10 He said, I do nothing of myself, but the Father has taught me. What the Father has taught me, I speak these things. And in John 14:10, I mean, He said, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. I'm not speaking to you my words, I'm speaking to you His words. And it's Him in me that does the work. Well, what did Jesus say before He got ready to go? He said, I still have so many things to tell you, but you can't handle them now. It's not time yet. You can't understand them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. He'll not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. He'll glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you. And oh, by the way, everything Father has is mine, so therefore I'm telling you, He'll take everything that's mine and give it to you. You know what I'm learning to do? I'm learning to say, Father, let me hear you. Holy Spirit, speak to me the things that Daddy has to say about this situation. Speak to me. See, I'm telling you. You say, well, that's just getting too far out there for me. I know I need a few of you to get too far out. Huh? Matter of fact, I need a few of you to get so far out that you start pulling those things in the unseen world into the seen world, and then all those doubters that are sitting around you right now, they'll begin to look at you and they'll go, well, if she can do it, I can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. And it'll just spread like wildfire, because God's good and He wants to do good things in our life, and the only thing that's stopping Him is our unbelief. Their unbelief. We're going to talk a whole message about unbelief here pretty soon. But do you understand what He's saying here? He said, I'm learning to say, Holy Spirit, what does Daddy say about this? And I got to get to number five here, but I'm over in Edna, Kansas, handing out baskets and I get ready to leave. And they hand me this great big old turkey. And if that wasn't a picture, a turkey taking a turkey. But anyway. They hand me this big old turkey. And, And I don't want a turkey. I already got it, what I'm going to cook. I don't have any room in my freezer to put a turkey. And I said, oh, no, that's okay. And they said, no, take it. Be blessed. I said, oh, but that's okay. They said, no, take it. You know, I'm finally at dawn. I mean, you're never going to get to leave here if you don't take this turkey. And so I take the turkey and I thank them. And hey, when people try to do something for you, give you something, quit being that humble pie junk mess. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no. Hold it. He said, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will I cause men to give to your bosom. Somebody came to me a while back and said, I want to give you a vehicle. God told me to give you a vehicle. And I said, I don't doubt it. Somebody came to me a while back and said, hey, God told me to give you this, and they handed me some $100 bills. And I said, hey, that doesn't surprise me. I've got his favor, man. But I really thank you for listening. I'm really thankful and really, I wasn't cocky. I'm really grateful to you that you would listen and be obedient, but that doesn't surprise me. He said he'd do that. I was over there and somebody said to me in Edna the other day, said, yeah, but you got all kinds of money. And I said, yeah, I prophesy. I said, I do. I said, God said I did. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did, didn't he? Yeah. I said, I'm going to always have plenty. Why? Well, because God said it. He wants me to have plenty. Now, there might be a time I'm like all of us do where we're trying to find out where it is, you know, like it's an Easter egg hunt or something, you know. Hear what I'm saying, man. And I will say this, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing, Jim, how the harder you work, the luckier you get? He said, I'll bless everything your hand finds to do. So, man, why don't you start finding some things to do with your hand? Everything you touch will prosper. Well, why don't you start touching some stuff? Huh? See, I don't believe we have to work for anything, but it do some of us good to get a callus or two on our hand every once in a while. Anyway, number five, you're ready for this one, aren't you? Number five, where's number five? Oh, there it is, there's number five. While you're waiting, stay in faith. While you're waiting for whatever it is you're believing for to manifest, you've spoke it. You've done everything. You're doing it. While you're waiting, don't quit. Stay in faith. Thomas Edison said one of the greatest weaknesses lies in giving up. He said the most certain way to exceed is to just try one more time. See, I'm talking about. If you really believe. If you really believe what God said and you really believe when you spoke it, if you really believe that, then you're determined that it's going to happen. Determination is a quality of making, a quality that makes you continue trying to do something that's difficult. Or I like, even when it's difficult. Determination is something that makes me keep on trying to do it, keep on trying to accomplish it, keep on believing for it. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says this, says, be anxious for nothing or don't worry, but in everything by prayer and supplication, that's making your request, and with thanksgiving let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God will surpass all understanding. And it will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Now listen to that. How does that look? And let your request, Jesus already said, we've been saying it for weeks now, whatever you desire, ask, and I'll do it for you, so the Father will be glorified. Whatever it is, everything's possible with God. But he says, let your request be made known with thanksgiving. In other words, when you go to Father about it, you already know you're going to get it.
Are you with me?
You go and you say, Father, and again, the prayer of faith is going to Him and believing what He said is true. Father, You said that I'm the head and not the tail, and so I just praise You for that. Father, Your word says that You will supply all my needs according to Your riches and glory. So I just stand here, Father, and I give You praise and thanksgiving and glory. I don't have to see it before I know I got it. I know I've got it, and therefore I'll see it. So, Father, I just stand here before You, and I just praise You because You're the God of this universe, and You love me, and You care about me, and You care about every area of my life. And so I just praise You, and I just thank You, and I know that I have received from You. Is that a little different than you've been praying? A little different than I've been praying? Father, I thank You by the stripes of Jesus I have been healed. Body, You don't have any choice but to obey the Word of God. Sickness, You don't have any choice but to bow Your knee. Depression, I'm not up, I'm down. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I am somebody, not because of who I am, but I am somebody because of who He is. I refuse to get discouraged. I refuse to be depressed. I refuse to worry. And I'm not worrying about nothing, God, because I believe in You. I believe. And I thank You, Father, I have more than enough. I thank You, Father, I walk in health. I thank You, Father, that every place I go, Your blessing goes with me. I thank You that I have Your favor on my life. I thank You, Lord, that You love me. I thank You that You're moving worlds and things for me. I thank You You're causing right doors to open for me. I thank You, Father, that You're causing the good things to happen in my life. You've already got it set up, God. And I thank You, Holy Spirit, that You're leading me and guiding me into all the truth that God has for me. I thank You, Holy Spirit, that You're leading me and helping me. You know God's plan for me, and You're just leading me and guiding me. I don't have to know every step. And if I get out of step, You'll get me right back in step. I just praise You, God. I just believe You. Is that a little different? That's a little different than a lot of Christians think and pray and believe. And that's not something that'll just happen. It's something you have to decide is going to happen in your life. And make it happen. Well, praise God. What did I say? You have some of God's faith in you. So declare it. You have the same measure of faith that Jesus had. You just need to develop it. Huh? You just need to cause it to grow. You need to put that faith in action. You need to begin to speak the Word of God. You need to begin to speak what He said, because everything He said will come to pass. Everything He said will work. It will cause what He wants to happen, and it won't go back to Him for unfruitful. So, Father, I speak Your Word back to You now, and it won't come back to You void. You said You'd bless me and make me a blessing. You said on this rock You'd build Your church. You said it, I speak it back to You, and I believe it, Father. You said, by Your stripes, Jesus, I'm healed. I speak it back to You. Are you hearing me? Is this making any sense? Is this making any sense? And listen, Don't wait till you see it before you believe it. Because if you believe it, then you'll see it. So while you're waiting for it to manifest, just praise God. God, it can't help but happen. And you know, how many know sometimes we are believing and we pray for the wrong thing? How many ever prayed for something and you're glad it didn't happen? Hey, see, but the Holy Spirit knows all that. And by the time He makes something happen, it's going to be so much better than what you thought was going to happen. Oh, because He's good. And Ephesians says, I created you, Chris. I created you to walk in all the good works that I prepared for you beforehand. Woo! Glory to God. That ought to make you step a little higher. Huh? That ought to brighten up your day. Everybody stand. So I'd brighten up my day if you'd shut up. I hope I said something that'll help you. And before we leave here, I want to say something to whoever that is in here that you say, well, that all sounds good, but I don't even know in my heart that if I were to die right now, I don't even know that I'm saved. And I don't know who you are, but I'm not gonna have a big altar call, but you know who you are. And I want right where you are, I want you to say a little prayer with me. If you don't know that you're right with God, if you don't know that you're saved, but you want to know, if you'll say this prayer and mean it, something will happen inside. And just to make it easier on you, all of us around you, we're going to say the prayer too. Because we want you to be saved. God wants you. He loves you. He cares about you. So as we pray, and if you don't know, you pray this prayer, and if you'll pray it and mean it, something will happen. Father, I want to be saved. Jesus, you died for my sins. Forgive me. You rose from the dead, so I can rise from the dead. I receive the new life you have for me right now. I want to live for you, but I need your help. So I ask you to help me. Help me. If you prayed that prayer and meant it, something happened in your heart. And we're going to go ahead and dismiss here, but if you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you if you'd come down here after service. I'd like to pray with you again. One of us would like to pray with you. And I have a little book I want to help you get on your way with the Lord. And if you prayed that prayer and meant it, the Bible said something happened because by faith you reached out and received what He gave to you. There's something else that He tells us to do, and that's to follow Him in baptism. I've had several tell me they wanted to be baptized today, but maybe you're one and something inside's been dealing with you about getting baptized. If that's you, I'm just going to ask that you come on down as we dismiss here. You come on down, and we've got somebody ready to baptize you. Scott and Jimmy are ready to baptize you. So if that's you, you come. If God's been dealing with you, say, well, what if I don't know? If God's dealing with you, okay, we baptized some folks last week that have been baptized two or three times, but something in their heart wasn't settled. Are you with me? Now, you don't have to get baptized three or four times, but if something in there is not settled, you need to get it settled, okay? Hey, I love y'all. You're the best people in the world. Look at the person next to you and say, man, I'm one of the best people in the world. Come on, do it. Say, I'm one of the best people in the world. Look at the person next to you and say, hey, I'm the one Jesus loves. I know He loves you, but He really loves me. Hey, thank y'all for listening to me. I'm believing God to increase your faith. I'm believing Him to do the big things in your life that you've been desiring and that He's been desiring to do. So if you receive all that we've said today, just say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you receive Jesus today, come on down. We want to give you something. And if you want to be baptized, you come on down. We'd be happy to baptize you. Matter of fact, if you got anything you need us to pray with you about, we'll be happy to do that. If you're here for the first time, I'd love to shake your hand, give you some information about the church. See you next time.